have now than end up suffering new troubles that are even worse. He stared at a painting of his father on the wall. I will decide, then I will act.
Poor Hamlet. He's talking to himself now because he has no idea what to do, and his thoughts are getting very dark. He even wonders if it would be better to end his sorrows in death, in other words, die, than keep suffering so much. But then he wonders, what if death isn't a peaceful sleep? What if it's like being stuck in a nightmare? Maybe he realizes he could end up like his dad, floating around the castle grounds as a ghost. So he finally decides that he won't kill himself. He'll make up his mind and act on this Claudius situation. But what do you think he'll do? Let's go on to the next paragraph, which begins, "The sound of footsteps startled him."
The sound of footsteps startled him. He turned to see Ophelia standing there. She was as beautiful as ever. Did she finally wish to talk to him? Did that mean she still loved him? She bowed and said, "My lord," without even looking at him, she held out a package. "Here are the gifts you've given me," she said. "I don't wish to have them anymore." She seemed unhappy and spoke stiffly. It was as if she were being forced to say these words. Ophelia went on speaking, sounding as though she were reading lines from a play. But Hamlet wasn't listening. He was already suspicious of Claudius and Polonius. Could they be using Ophelia to get to him? Was this all a trick? Hamlet pulled back his hand and let the package drop. "I never gave you any gifts," he said, speaking coldly. "My lord," she said, "you know you did. You said you loved me." Now she seemed confused,